appreciate everything that's already been said. Like I say, we may just read this just a little bit. I don't care how many times you come to the house of God, and the Lord just meshes everything together, and it all just people's minds and hearts is in the same place. You see it come together; it just still amazes me. His power is amazing, and how He works through His children. It's like the things that you're going through. He lays something on another man's heart to bring strength to it. The things that he lays on Lee's heart, He works in my heart. He's worked in every heart in here, in each life, if you've sought the will of God. And if you were seeking what He'd have for you to do in this service tonight, He showed you something. And I'm glad it works that way. I'm going to read just probably a little bit of Scripture over in Luke. And in a very familiar place there in the 8th chapter. And just want to read a little bit there. And like I say, just talk for just a minute there. And I'll just start about the 5th verse. And like I say, I know this is familiar to all of us that's read much or been in church much, but that's all right. It don't lessen in its power, and it don't get weak as time goes on. I'm glad it's still just as strong today as it ever was. But about that 5th verse, the 8th chapter, it said, "A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold." And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then come the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, and they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed therefore how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seemeth to have." And I'll stop right there. And just mainly, just a couple of verses are in that. We won't go through every bit of it, but what the Lord had laid on her heart. But in that 15th and 16th verse, he said, "But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. And this scripture, Lord, laid on her heart today, and as we were thinking on these things, I thought about keeping it. I thought about, in that, talking about that seed landing on good ground. And you know what the Bible said, that being the word of God, and he said, them that has an ear, let them hear. You know, I've thought about that, how many times, how many people comes to the house of God and they ain't got an ear. We sit through the scriptures and you sit through and you've either got a stony heart, you've got thorns in your life, you've got a lot of things, but when you come in here prepared and broken with an honest heart, what this is talking about, a good, honest and a good heart, the Lord prepares things. There's a whole lot of ground out there, Conley. You've worked it a million day of your life. And you know, a lot of times when you first get in there, it is thorny. And it is rocky. And you know, you can't go in there and sow good seed on that yet. But over time, a man that if you got a piece of property, I thought about that, you got something, and you go to working on that ground and you go to trying to get it. You might have tried to throw seed on it a few times and it never took. You says, hey, I'm going to have to do some work on this. I believe there's a whole lot of our people that's come to the house of God, and I believe the seed might have fell on them a few times, and they ain't never took it because the ground ain't been ready. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful the Lord, He don't just quit. He don't just stop. We talked about, some of you was testifying there tonight about how that you went so far in your life, and how you got sin in your life, and how that you tried to clean you up, and you tried to do this and that. But you know who didn't quit working on you? There's a whole lot of times, you know, just like Lee said there, Cliff, you know, there's a whole lot of times he cleaned himself up. There's a whole lot of times that he tried to do better. He done this, he done that. He worked on himself a whole lot. And you know what you'd do over time, Lee? You'd give up. You know, we're talking about our God and how there's power in our God. And you know what, Jess? He don't quit working on you. He don't quit working. We might do that. We might get tired of the labor and tired of the effort. But you know what? He don't get tired. He keeps working. And he gets them stones thrown out of the way. And he gets rid of the briars and the thorns and the things that are choking things out over time. You may look and think, well, that ain't never going to take no seed. I mentioned it a while ago. How many times I wondered, they look at Saul of Tarsus and say, that man ain't going to change. No, sir, he's wicked. He hates the church worse than anybody I know. Oh, Saul ain't going to change us. Hey, but you know what the Lord kept doing, Mike? He kept working on that man's life. But hey, he had a stony heart. He had things that was rich under him. He had some things that would, every time God would try to get on him, every time God would play the word on him, he had something to come and chunk it out. Hey, but I'm going to tell you what the Lord went to doing one day when a man named Stephen got to preaching the word of God. Hey, there was a day that come in Saul's life when he got an ear to hear. The ground got ready. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. When the seed fell on it, it found some place. It dug in and got some roots.
Don't you like it when the Lord puts it together? What did Lee read? I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And what else did He do? He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and shall trust in the Lord.
And what happens when a change comes in your life? How did He say that fruit would come?
April, how did he say that fruit would come? Listen to that. He said, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. You ain't been saved long. That patience, hey, it'll pay off. Hey, wait patiently on the Lord. He'll incline unto you. I promise you that. Hey, when you wait patiently, he said, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Hey, you want to be blessed? You make the Lord your trust. You put all your trust, your hope, you put your life in his hands. There's power in this man. I like it. He brought him up out of the... What did he do for you? Lee, you said it. He brought me up too, Isaac, out of a horrible pit in the miry clay. He set my feet upon solid ground. You know what I got to think about, Josh? Something had you and Jay doing this week. And these fellas, these men on a foundation out there, Cliff. First time I went out there, I could see that foundation just as clear. Everything was pretty. All the corners was pinned. And I'm going to tell you what happened before we could get started laying on it. It come a rainstorm, sun, and they something silt and everything else washed across that you couldn't even see the footing no more. Judy, you want to know what we didn't do? Jay and I did. I go ahead and say, make a batch of mud, son. Slap the block to it. No, sir. What's the first thing you done when you got out of the truck, Josh? You got the shovel, and you went to cleaning off the footing. Hey, because they ain't going to do no good to lay on the mud. Ain't going to do no good to lay on the field. Ain't you glad for a God that'll come in? Hey, the foundation's established. The foundation's there. And I'm going to tell you what he'll do. He'll clean it off. He'll let you see it plainly. And it's ready to get built on. We got impatient. And just went to slinging lock on there. We'd have been building a wall with the sand. That's a whole lot of things. Lee, we have one been in a horrible pit in the mire and clay. I'm going to tell you what, though. He brought us up out of it before going again. He set our feet on the solid rock. He didn't say build on the mire. He didn't say build on the clay. He brought us up out of it. He showed us where a clean, strong footing was.
And established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth and praise unto our God. Listen now. Many shall see it.
He talked about that candle. Just right after he talked about that seed.
That stood out to me.
You plant a seed. We've all talked about it before. You plant a seed in your garden. Sometimes you get to wondering, well, I hope it took hold. You go to digging in there, you mess it up. You sure will.
Do you know what?
How many times you walked down there to that garden, you've been worried you wasn't getting enough water? You've been worried maybe the sun ain't getting on the house. You've been worried if the fertilizer's right. You've been worried if you got the ground set to turn just right. Don't worry about everything in the world.
Hey, and then one day you go out there.
Hey, one morning you'll look, you'll see the ground starting to bulge just a little.
You'll see that ground coming up, then you see that ground start cracking a little around it early.
Hey, you keep watching the day or two, Connie, you'll see something green coming up out of there.
Hey, you want to know what that seed has to be
and what you have to be? Patience.
It's taking hold. It's Lord's doing His job.
And you know what will happen when it comes out? He said, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord.
I can read on over here, back here in Luke.
You can read where it talks about a tree, about fruit. Just right on over in the sixth chapter. He says, for a good tree bringeth forth not corrupt fruit, neither doth corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. You know how you're going to be known?
By your fruit. What did he say over what David said? Many shall see it. You just keep bearing fruit. You just keep bearing fruit.
Keep being patient.
Hey, you keep growing the way God's growing you in the Word of God. Hey, you read right above this here, and it talks about, hey, I'm trying to take the mold out of your brother's eye when you got a beam in, or a beam out of your brother's when you got a mold in yours. You ain't going to help nobody clip when you get clipped straight. Hey, nobody's going to see nothing they can trust in. Hey, until you get you straight. Hey, you know what we got to be showing, Larry? Hey, not the fruits of Larry Cox. Not the fruits of Dean Rice. Hey, this old ground right here, it's got to get the breaking and the bulging. Hey, it's got to get the opening up. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. They ain't no power in the dirt. Hey, but when that seed wants to go to pushing, hey, he says it from the abundance of your heart. Your mouth will speak. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hey, they ain't no power in this whole flesh that you're looking at. But there's something big coming down on the inside. Hey, it'll start bulging out. Breaking this whole ground up. You'll see something that'll bear fruit.
They're not fruits from the flesh. They's works of the bread and flesh. There ain't no fruits of it.
Oh, these Galatians, they's fruits of the Spirit.
This old flesh ain't got no fruits. It's just got works. Made works of that. You even had no corn come up and you'll put corn seed, didn't they?
That's right.
Cliff Dale preached here a while back about clearing that big area, working at it. You could have cleared it off. You could have backed up. Said, well, let's just wait on the corn. You didn't have to put no seed. Now you didn't have to put no corn with you. You want to know why? There's a lot of people that call themselves Christian and they can't make it to church, can't read their Bible, they can't get on a job without cussing and carrying on. You want to know why that is? Because they've cleared off some ground that they never had no seed planted. They straightened their life up many times. Hey, but they ain't never let that word take hold of my Paul. Hey, when that got hold down in there, hey, it made a difference. Hey, you want to know something? When you got saved, hey, people wasn't looking at my Paul no more. Hey, but I'm going to tell you what, they started seeing what was in him. Hey, when you go by a garden, hey, how many times do you go by and say, boy, that dirt's looking good? No, when that seed starts coming up out of there, boy, you'll say, boy, the corn's coming on. Don't you look how them wages are running. Hey, praise God, look at them layers. Hey, you don't go looking and saying, boy, that's some good brown dirt. No, you don't. You want what's coming up out of that. And when this world gets to looking at you, they ain't going to look and say, oh, Matthew's a good old boy. Hey, when they truly want some fruit, when their ground gets ready, they'll want what comes from the inside. Yeah.
I can see. Take hold.
That word of God.
What did the Lord say? He wants something out of this church. From the beginning of the creation of man. What's one of the first things he said? Be fruitful, multiply. Did he make commandment to this old earth? The natural earth that he created? And he give that commandment to men. This old little piece of earth. To be fruitful and multiply. And not just naturally, but spiritually. He don't want you some old dead lump sitting on a pew all the time. He wants you fruitful and multiply. And being patient. And wait until you can see some fruit in your life. Before that seed ever germinates, and I'm not agriculturalist or whatever you want to call it.
That ground has to get wet. It has to get hot. And that old seed has to start breaking down in there, and then it starts having to spring out root
and taking hold in there.
That ground has to get crumbled, don't it?
That ground has to get broke up. And it has to be able to let the roof be.
I like that. I never thought about that. Cliff got preaching on that corn about them brace roots coming off.
After it gets out of the ground, that's something else to dig in and help hold her up there.
The Lord will grow you. He gets you broke through the ground. He won't leave you hanging when the winds come blowing.
In tribulation, it works patience.
And patience, experience, hope. Hope makes not ashamed.
Sounds like brace roots to me. Something to dig you in
and hold you up.
Set your feet on a solid rock. What do them things do, Cliff?
They establish which way that thing's growing, don't they?
They dig in and they make sure it's going up. Early.
They don't start pulling it from one side or the other. They make sure it keeps going straight.
The more that faith grows, the more fruit comes from it. We've heard objects
from husbands, sisters,
grandchildren.
Children, just name it off in here. And there's objects in every one of our lives.
What a patient little boy.
I appreciate laying your mind in the Lord. I love it. And then before you know it, he'll establish somebody else's going. And he said, and he'll put a new song in their mouth. And even praise unto our God. And you want to know something? When your people get saved, many will see it. And they'll fear and they'll trust in the Lord.
I'm reading verse 7 about where fed the multitude.
Well, they didn't think there's enough to go around. We better send some of them home.
Because the Lord kept a breaking, he kept a giving, people kept a eating. And you know what? They still had some left. Look what I plan to see. To sow every piece of grain that there is. Don't have to worry about running out of it.
That's right.
Or it wasting away.
He's got enough seed.
Every piece of ground, every human being,
every little piece of dirt, if you'll have it,
can take seed.
The Lord will give you the word of bread. You get the rocks out of the way.
I don't know why, but I thought about my nanny a lot this week. We just heard the testimony of when she got saved.
And that lady suffered from the other reason in the world about getting saved.
She sat there and told me, she said, "Son, there's stuff you don't know about your nanny." And I said, "You know what? I don't need to know."
And I thought I was able to sit at her table about Paul. I was able to sit there and tell her about two thieves. I was able to tell her about some that didn't think they could ever get saved, didn't think they was deserving of it. That one thief that made a difference in him, he just said, "Lord, remember me."
When?
That's the biggest difference, not all. One said when, one said if. You just have to believe it's coming. Be patient. That fellow knew he was worthy of what he was facing, but he knew that man that was hanging there beside him wasn't. He knew that was salvation hanging right there with him. Right at the moment it looked like, can you just imagine, just go right where that old thief was. Right there's a man hanging there in the same shape you are as far as the eye can see. Right there's a man hanging there by three nails just like you are. Right there's a man that's getting right down to the last points before death, just like you was. Hey, but I'm going to tell you what, that man had enough to see on him. Hey, that was the Son of God, and that was the salvation of man. He didn't look at him and say, hey, that man was under the same condemnation, hey, just like he should have been. He said, this man has done nothing. When you can see Jesus and realize that he never done nothing, but he came to die for you.
That man had faith. How do you know? I told you, he said, when? Well, now I understand thy kingdom. Remember me.
The Lord looked over and said, this day shalt thou live with me in paradise. It's a long time ago, it doesn't look like it will happen.
But it will. Don't you look and say, Lord, if
I get saved. You just say, Lord, will you?
Lord, when?
Right now, they might still have a rock. They might still have some thorns. There may be some things in that ground that's choking it out and withering up the word when it comes by. Lord, how did you ever get your garden in shape to plant it? Every year you went through. You plowed. You turned up a rock the size of a potato or a pebble. What'd you do with it?
Pitched it.
Keep working on that ground. Them thorns wasn't growing out there no more. You kept that ground disturbed enough where them thorns and them briars and them thistles didn't have time to take hold, did you? Well, you know it, Bobby. You got a place down there you call my garden.
Now it's taking seed. Now there's fruit coming out of there. You want to know what the Lord's doing to our people? They're lost, and every day you go home from church, every time they see you sit down with the Word of God, and when they come by, that old stone that's been keeping that Word from taking place, every time you open the Word, or they hear you calling out on God in your prayer closet, hey, you know what's happening? There's a little pebble, there's a stone, there's a thorn getting jerked up by the roots. Hey, before you know it, there's some brown there. Hey, that Word takes place, and it'll take root. It's some good ground. Patience.
Patience.
I've said it and I'll preach it till I die. I hear people say all the time, don't pray for patience. You don't want to know what the Lord put it? Hey, you pray for patience. I'm sure people has a good intention when they say that by what they're thinking.
We need patience, right?
Hey, if it wasn't worth having patience, why'd they say tribulation is worth patience in your life? Why did he say patience to give you experience? If patience is so bad,
why did he say experience to give you hope? Why did he say that hope would make you not ashamed, C.D.? Sounds to me like patience is leading to some good things. Just don't get weary, we'll do it. Evidently, he wants us to have some patience. There's fruit
coming from your vine.
Don't try to pick it too early. Don't try to put the seed out there when it's not important. Sometimes it has to be a little bit off. Get you going.
A little bit turning up. Some fallow ground.
It's all coming to harvest that.
Let's see you find this place, David.
Just keep playing. It would have been a year ago when Shingy was setting that home with a little man and a little girl. He was praying, Lord, in these days, will you save them? Will you save them? They grow up every now and then. You have to correct them, go in. You try to leave them the way that word says right there. You're pitching a few stones, jerking out a few phones. You stay with it one of these days, even if you don't get to see it. They'll make it to an altar somewhere, as I believe in that. I believe it with all my heart. We can't save people and we can't force salvation on them. But I believe we'll put them in God's hands, and I believe they'll leave their paths.
They'll have to make that decision.
They will.
You just keep trusting. Keep laying them under. All them nights, Melba, I'm praying. Look here. Sitting there beside you. Grandchildren right behind you.
Great-grandchildren.
Didn't play off.
David, the devil likes to throw regret at you, son. Maybe something didn't do that.
You look back and you say, well, I did. You want to know what you need to do? Well, you took root, you took hold, keep going forward. Keep going forward.
Why? As many shall see it.
But what see it, David, dear? Just see it in your life. Let's see it, Paul. Let's see it, Lord. Stay with it. Stay with it, Judy.
Many will see it. And it'll pitch the rocks out there. It works, Barbara.
Before you know it, that seed, that sower will throw it out there. Boy, it'll hit some good ground. There won't be nothing there to wither it up. There won't be nothing there to choke it out.
It'll find that good place.
Dig that root down in there.
Well, you know it.
With patience, you'll see it spring forth.
What are you saying, preacher? One of these days they'll get an ear to hear. When that word goes out, they'll keep it.
Take hold. It'll work. I believe in it.
Read a little bit about that Gadarene man there.
You know what the people of the town told me that they tried to bind him.
They tried to stop him from being what he was.
And you know what he'd do? He'd break their chains and their fetters every time.
But when Jesus' feet hit the shore over there,
every demon that was in that man knew who that was.
And they didn't want no part of him.
Only thing was, Jesus has hit the shores of some of our people. And every demon in their life, every evil spirit that's in them, they don't want to see him coming.
But I'm going to tell you what happened.
The Lord cast that out of that man. He didn't look like he said no more, like it used to seem.
He's clean, clothed, and in his right mind.
Lord, clean him up, Lee. He put a new song in his mouth. He changed what it was and what it is.
I told you I might not say much. That's what the Lord laid on my heart.